Hello and welcome to the Why Invest podcast with your host, Tom Saville. I'm joined this week by Andy Scanlon, CEO and co-founder of VR Entertainment. Waverton marketing guru Laura Hammond and I had the pleasure of a thrilling morning fighting zombies in the virtual world, just a stone's throw from Tottenham Court Road. Thankfully, having survived the zombie apocalypse, we were able to sit down and learn more about the growing trend of competitive socializing and the virtual reality industry. Andy,
thank you for joining us. Why don't you give us some bullet points on who you are and what Sandbox VR is?
My name is Andy Scanlon. I'm the co-founder and CEO of a company called VR Entertainment Limited. We're a UK-based company, and we own the UK and Ireland franchise for an exciting technology company called Sandbox VR. Sandbox was launched in 2016 by a gentleman called Steve Zhao in Hong Kong, and it's now grown into, without doubt, the leading location-based virtual reality company. Now, what that is a physical venue that offers shared virtual reality experiences to paying guests, and it's poised to take over the leisure landscape.
Post-COVID, we've seen a lot of changes in the hospitality industry. What changes are you seeing in the industry, and how are you positioned to benefit?
You're dead right. I think COVID acted as a major catalyst in the leisure and hospitality scene and very much amplified some underlying consumer behavior trends that were ongoing for the previous decade. The first we found is that customers, especially in the UK, are far more willing to pay for experiences over products. So by that, I mean millennials especially would prefer to spend their own money and disposable income on a 75% level on experiences over 25% on products. That's almost an absolute reverse from two generations previously. When I was growing up, my main focus was buying my first car. That was my whole life focus when I was working in between uni. That's fundamentally changed now. And 75% of millennials would rather spend their disposable income on experiences. And one catalyst behind this is the growing significance of social media, where it's, some could say, it's a growing focus on image of life rather than the products of life and what you actually own. That's one major consumer behavior trend that we've identified, and we're certainly benefiting from because what we offer at Sandbox VR are experiences. A second major trend that we found is the consumption of alcohol. Millennials are drinking far and far less, and that's a continuing downtrend from generation to generation.
People aren't sitting in the pub anymore. They want to do something more interactive, more competitive, perhaps.
I mean, when I started my career, Tom, all of our team building events were essentially going to the pub. That's no longer the case. So I think if we split the two tranches here, one is corporates and team building and post-work entertainment. The second is what we consider social leisure. That is what you do with your friends or family. On the corporate side, which our London venue does very well with, good managers now are realizing that with hybrid working and with a growing diversity of people within their team, that they need to be able to cater for their entire team. And going to the pub just doesn't seem to cut mustard for every single member of the team. Instead, what you've seen in the UK is a burgeoning sector of what's considered competitive socializing companies. These are leisure venues that offer shared competitive socializing games, everything from throwing darts, such as Flight Club, to bowling at All Star Lanes, to ping pong, such as Bounce. And our company, Sandbox VR, really sits in that market of competitive socializing. Those are venues that you with your colleagues, family or friends can go and just have a good time competing with one another in a leisure format. Many of our competitors in the space are what we consider wet-led, that is beverage-led businesses. So they'll offer admission to darts or bowling. But essentially, the business model of these companies is that they make most of their profit from the beverages they sell. We're not that focused on the beverage side, whilst we do have it. We're focused on the experience side. So those two consumer trends certainly have given us a tremendous tailwind.
The very name Sandbox VR implies a sort of open architecture or open format. Perhaps you could talk about the flexibility of your offering.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's get into the offering to really detail what it is. So Sandbox VR offers shared virtual reality experiences of groups of 2 to 6 people. As you did this morning, you put on the leading hardware, leading VR hardware, which includes full body motion capture. So as you move in the real world, our motion capture cameras and technology picks up your body movements and demonstrates those movements in the VR space. So your avatar, your virtual self, moves in the exact same way. And so therefore, you're able to see both what you're doing and your other teammates are doing in that virtual space. We've also got haptic feedback suit, which vibrates, allowing the virtual world to interact with you. And once you've put on that equipment, you'll then put on a headset and be immersed into those virtual worlds, which we now have 8 experiences. All 8 experiences are exclusive to Sandbox venues across the world. This includes everything from, as you did this morning, surviving the zombie apocalypse, to saving the planet from an alien invasion, to our most recent experience and our first collaboration with Netflix, Squid Game. So any fan of the TV show can now come to a Sandbox VR venue and go and compete against their friends in our Squid Game experience. The experience itself is 30 minutes long, and so our average booking time is 40 minutes. We have you in and out in 40 minutes. The piece of our offering that really excited me the most was that adaptability and the evolution of our offering. Because we are a technology business, with a quick download, we can offer a new experience in the future. And so if you were to come back, Tom, in a year's time, there would be 3 new experiences for you to choose from. If you were to come back in 2 years' time, the headset you would put on would be different and more advanced, and there'd be even more experiences to enjoy as well. So that adaptability and Sandbox's ability to pivot and address what consumers want and bring in new experiences and IP is a really exciting facet of our business.
I thought one of the interesting features of your technology and one of the focuses that was clear to me from a construction and development standpoint was the focus on interaction, which strikes me as an important contrast. Could you speak a little bit to the rest of the VR industry? What are you seeing there? What are the important trends and how does your offering differ to, say, an Oculus headset?
It's a great distinction to make. And we certainly see what we offer as very different to what's considered the at-home VR offering. You know, the Apple headset, the Quest headset, which essentially advocates people staying in their homes and connecting remotely with one another in a metaverse, for example. Sandbox differs, I would say, in its ethos and its core foundation, and that is the belief that virtual reality is best experienced with other people. It's a shared experience that we offer. If you were to come on your own, you wouldn't be able to do one of our experiences, minimum 2 people. And for me, that's, you know, I came from a finance background, not from a technology background, and I can admit that I've got a certain degree of skepticism when it comes to some technology offerings which claim to connect us, but in fact kind of keep us remote in each other's homes and then away from each other. Where Sandbox VR, our foundation is built on that shared experience, and we want people to come out of their homes, come to one of our venues, and together go and enjoy virtual reality. And as you saw this morning, it really does promote that level of interaction and teamwork and shared experience that no other operator in our space really does.
What really excites you about the next couple of years? I mean, we had a terrific experience this morning fighting zombies. What's next for Sandbox?
So Sandbox in the UK, which my company, we own the exclusive franchise rights to. We launched our first venue in July 22 in London. Following the success of that, which we've now actually surpassed 100,000 guests into our venue since July 2022. We launched our second venue in Birmingham last year in July 2023. So from a UK and Ireland perspective, I'm very excited about continuing our expansion across the UK and Ireland. And in fact, I can share that we'll be launching our 3rd site and 4th site in 2024, one of which is in Dublin, which we're very excited about. From an offering perspective, I just can't express the excitement I have towards the number of titles that we'll be launching over the next 12 to 18 months. What you'll see with Sandbox is that continuing growing relationship with Netflix, of which we'll be launching our 2nd Netflix collaboration experience, which I can't tell you just yet, but if you follow us, you'll find out in the forthcoming months. And then also, it's not just our collaboration with Netflix, but the growing value and reputation that Sandbox has in the world of IP. So expect to hear announcements about Sandbox collaborating with other major IP owners on some very new, exciting content.
Who are your typical customers? Who's coming through the door?
When I started this business and we raised our first seed rounds, a lot of our investors thought that that was the case. We were going to have a bunch of male teenagers walk through our doors. But what I saw when I first experienced Sandbox was this wasn't just a game. This was an experience that anyone can enjoy. And our numbers prove just that. So from a male to female perspective, 56% of our guests are male and 44% are female. And also with our age, our core demographic is that 25 to 35 young professional demographic, but that is by no means our main customer bucket. In fact, we have more customers over the age of 35 than under the age of 25. So we are certainly not a company that is strictly for young males. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. This is a mass market offering that's enjoyed by everyone and anyone. Our youngest guest is 8 years old and our oldest ever has been 82 years old. And I guarantee you they both enjoyed it equally.
Your first experience was with your wife.
Correct. So I came across Sandbox back in 2020 when I was living in Singapore. My wife and I moved out to Singapore in 2019. And in between lockdowns in 2020, I was desperately trying to find an activity to do during the day for my wife's birthday. And so I was suggested by a friend of mine to go to this cool new VR thing. After spending 20 minutes trying to find this venue, myself, my wife, and three of her female friends stumbled across Sandbox VR, which was the 12th venue. There was only 12 venues worldwide at the time. And after that initial 30-minute experience, I took off the headsets, and that light bulb moment very much went off in my head. I saw what was the first time ever a real and truly outstanding application of virtual reality that wasn't just for gamers, but was for everyone. And like any Brits, we decided to go for a few beers afterwards. And I sat across the table and saw my wife and her three female friends discuss this VR experience for an hour. And that was the second light bulb moment where I thought that this wasn't just for gamers, this was for everyone. Fast forward 9 months, and I brought on my business partner, Jake Wilmot-Sitwell, and we built a board headed by our chairman, Eric Wilkinson, who in fact was the co-founder of Topgolf. And we had secured the franchise rights from Sandbox, and we were going to launch the first ever Sandbox in Europe. And we did just that with our first venue in London in July 2022.
From a technology standpoint, what makes you different?
Well, first and foremost, we pride ourselves on being at the forefront of the R&D and innovation of VR technology. Each of our rooms, which, as I said earlier, holds from 2 to 6 people, costs nearly £100,000. So this is the most advanced VR setup anywhere on the planet right now. And it's all very much built on that shared experience. And all of the hardware that you put on is a proprietary tech stack. What that means is that Sandbox in Hong Kong have combined the best hardware on the planet into a single operating system that you can only really utilize in a Sandbox VR venue.
So I come to Sandbox, I'm able to experience cutting-edge IP and technology development in a seamless VR world. What do you do around that to build up that experience for customers?
Yes, the venue experience is actually equally as important to us as the virtual reality experience. And thank you for noticing that the effort that we've gone into with our venue design and our focus on that customer journey. So when you enter a Sandbox in the UK, you'll probably first be met by the UK's first ever permanent robotic bartender, which we call Tony. Tony can make up to 80 cocktails per hour. And there's an addition that my business partner and I found, funny enough, on Princess Royal Cruises. And when we saw Tony making a cocktail, we decided that we had to have him in our venue. So you'll be greeted by our robotic bartender. But crucially as well, it's not just about the pre-experience of being able to order a beverage before your VR experience, but actually what you do afterwards. And so within our Sandbox VR venues, we really advocate and promote that dwell time. And so once you do your experience, you'll be guided by one of our team to your own dedicated private post-experience area. And you'll be able to look at your scores, compare scores. You'll always notice the most valuable player, the MVP, taking a photo of the scores and at the table of scores. And then after that, you'll be able to enjoy the videos that we create. Each video captures you and your teammates in the VR experience. And also there's an Easter egg, which I won't talk to because I want you to come and do the experience to find out yourself.
So one thing we've all read about in the press are the huge labor shortages that the hospitality industry are facing. How have you countered that problem?
It's certainly been a challenge. A lot of talent left leisure and hospitality during COVID. And so our focus has actually been to bring people back into the industry. And I think one of the things that has really been a catalyst for us being able to attract great people to our companies is essentially making it a proper career. For many years, leisure and hospitality has been seen as like a side gig, you know, for artists if they're trying to chase their dream or for people at university. But instead, we pride ourselves at VR Entertainment and Sandbox VR as being a leading employer in the space. And in fact, creating a real opportunity for young people to pursue.
What does that look like?
At Sandbox VR, we've just launched our Future Leaders program. This is a multi-year program for our junior staff. And during that multi-year period, they'll be trained in both professional and personal skills. And our main goal with the Future Leaders program is to create best-in-class general managers for our venues in the future.
I met George on the way in. He was employee number one. Day number one, you flew him to Texas.
We did. Yes. So before we launched our London venue in 2022, my business partner and George, our first hire, flew to Austin, Texas to learn how to operate the virtual reality system and then the venue out there. So it was a pretty cool first day for him.
How have you found the fundraising process? It's been a tough market. What has your experience been?
You know, a big challenge last year was the fundraising environment. We've got a great, great set of investors that supported us in the expansion of our second venue in Birmingham. And we're now looking to continue that expansion across the UK and Ireland this year and beyond.
So great news for our listeners in Birmingham then. We're looking forward to seeing how you get on. Thank you for listening to the Why Invest podcast with me, Tom Saville, and our guest this week, Andy Scanlon. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not like us, subscribe, and let your friends and colleagues know.
The information provided does not constitute investment advice, and it should not be relied on as such. It should not be considered a solicitation to buy or an offer to sell a security.